A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on John Cleese's 40 Towers and had an audio describe performance on May the 29th, 2024. I delve into the show and visual elements, access at the Apollo Theatre, and preview some shows coming up. 40 Towers is a live stage adaptation of three classic episodes, The Hotel Inspectors, Communication Problems, and The Germans, and has been cleverly revised, weaving the three stories together to make a feature-length one. Running at just under 2 hours, including a 20-minute interval, this affectionate remake casts new actors portraying all our favourite characters and moments. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you and is a faithful recreation of the famous Torquay Hotel interior of the TV series, with an image of exterior looming at the back. The main stage is taken up with the dining room leading into the kitchen on your right, with the same tonal 70s feel and mismatched materials for the carpet, etc. On the left is the reception desk and office, with the hotel entrance and stairs leading to the bedroom adjacent, with an upper level showing one of the rooms. This is very much a recreation live on stage of the three aforementioned episodes, and does the best it can to recreate the tone and feel of the series and comic moments. Although very entertaining and nostalgic at times, it did make me crave going back home to watch the original series, and I feel that it's mostly due to some of the actors not having the skill to get the comic timing or delivery right. Even though the four main principals of Basil, Sybil, Manuel and Polly do a very good job at trying to emanate them, you warm to Adam Jackson Smith's portrayal as Basil as it goes along, that strangely gets much stronger in the second act, though I did hunger for a little more sarcasm, and although Anna Jane Casey does a formidable job mimicking Sybil, she doesn't quite capture the Venom-esque tone of Pinellas Scales. Hemi Yerriman as Manuel and Victoria Fox as Polly offer strong support, with Paul Nicholas as the Major doing an admirable job. Stephen Mio as Mr. Hutchinson is a bit of a standout, as he manages to remind you very much of Bernard Cribbins' performance in the original. The disappointment for me was Rachel Eisen as Mrs. Richards, as she just didn't have the right tone, pitch or delivery for the character, and it just felt a little flat and out of place. The show had a touch door and audio description delivered by Tony McBride and Callie Desjarlé. There was 13 participants on the touch door, including a guide dog, and Tony gave a really detailed overview of the layout of the stage. Five of the actors came along, including Adam Jackson Smith, Basil, and Hemi Yerriman, Manuel, who all discussed their characters and answered questions. Everyone got to explore the sets and various props and costumes, touching and feeling and getting a clear sense of the production, proving invaluable and beneficial for all those visually impaired. The introductory notes that can be downloaded in audio or text format from vocalise.co.uk for future performances were detailed and informative, giving you all the important details to follow the action on stage, and the audio description through the headset provided was engaging throughout, illustrating all the comedy farce and action unravelling on the stage. The Apollo Theatre, part of the NIMAX group on Shaftesbury Avenue, close to Piccadilly Tube Station, really do care about making performances equal for all, and their front of house team go out of their way to make your visit a stress-free and enjoyable one, and will help in any way they can, from answering questions, guiding you to where you need to go, bringing you refreshments, or looking after a guide dog. There are accessible toilets as you enter the venue. To book tickets or for further information, you can email access@nimaxtheatres.com, or you can call the access line, and that is 0330 333 4815. Fawlty Towers is booking well and comes highly recommended if you love a comedy farce in the theatre or love Fawlty Towers and are craving a slice of nostalgia. Some of the other great shows highly recommended with audio description in the West End and around London coming up are Player Kings, starring Ian McKellen on Saturday the 15th of June at the Noel Coward Theatre. This takes place at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 1pm. MJ is on Tuesday the 18th of June at 7:30pm at the Prince Edward Theatre, with a touch tour to be confirmed. Hadestown is on yet again for a second time at the Lyric Theatre, part of the NIMAX group, on Wednesday the 19th of June. It's on at 7:30pm with a touch tour beforehand. Drop the Dead Donkey is playing at the Richmond Theatre, part of the ATG Theatre Group, on Thursday the 20th of June at 7:30pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed. Heathers is back in the West End at the Soho Place and is audio described on Friday the 21st of June at 5pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed. English, from the RSC, will be on at the fabulous Intimate Kiln Theatre in Kilburn on Thursday the 27th of June at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 6pm. Bluets is audio described at the Royal Court in Sloane Square on Saturday the 29th of June at 1:30pm, with a touch tour beforehand at 12pm. Six the Musical is on Sunday the 3rd of July at 3pm, with a touch tour at 1:30pm. And that's on at the Vaudeville Theatre, part of the NIMAX group on the Strand. Sister Act, which is part of the Netherlander Theatre group, is on at the Dominion Theatre, and that's next to Tottenham Court Road Tube, and that takes place on Monday the 8th of July at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 6:30pm. People, Places and Things is on at the Trafalgar Theatre on Saturday the 13th of July at 2:30pm and Thursday the 25th of July at 7:30pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed. Romeo and Juliet with Tom Holland is audio described at the Duke of York Theatre on Monday the 15th of July, and that takes place at 7:30pm with a touch tour to be confirmed. Kiss Me Kate is on at the fabulous Barbican Centre on Wednesday the 17th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm. And finally, for now, Boys from the Black Stuff, which is transferred from the National Theatre, is audio described at the Garrick Theatre on Thursday the 18th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour beforehand. More details, booking information could be found on vocalise.co.uk, along with listings for a wide array of other shows, events and gallery tours. Some audio introductions for shows can be accessed on the Vocalise website 5 days before a performance. More listings can be found about audio described performances around the UK by visiting mindseyedescription.co.uk and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audioboom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.